You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on Rockies fans, welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the 24th day of December, Christmas Eve, here in the United States. For those who celebrate Christmases tomorrow, here's your Christmas present, a new podcast. We're here chatting about the Rockies, keeping it Christmas themed today. We thank you for making us your first listen of the day. And hey, do me a favor for a Christmas gift for me. Go out, tell someone about the pod, but give it a like and a subscribe, give it a review. All that stuff is a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous help for me. Even though you all have been so great already and so great with this tuning in this off season and still being a part. We got some people who've been chatting it up with me on Twitter. We got some people that have really been checking in, and we're only going to do more fun things here on Locked On Rockies throughout the off season and throughout the regular season, of course. Because we're gonna have some fun with Rockies baseball. We're gonna be critical of the team. We're gonna talk about the team. We're gonna talk about the things that we like about the team. We're gonna talk about the important things to remember about the team. We go all over the place with the Colorado Rockies through the lens of someone who's learning alongside you. I think that's kind of my philosophy is. I am not the grizzled beat reporter. I am not the baseball numbers statistical analyst Superman that some people are. What you come to this podcast for, what you come to listen to me for, is a passion for Rockies baseball. And that passion needs to be grounded, and that's what I do through learning through the shows, through crossovers, through trying to become a better podcast host, is that I'm trying to learn more about the game, learn more about why certain things are happening, why this is the approach, why you should do this, why you should do that. So I think that's what makes this show fun, is I'm giving a lot of people the opportunity to get in on the ground floor of not only a baseball team, but also understanding baseball. I want this podcast to be something you show to your buddy that you convince to get into baseball. And then he falls, you know, he likes the Rockies, but still gets frustrated by them. That's what I'm trying to get by. I don't know. Anyway, that's just kind of my pitch to you all for the show, for those who might be tuning in for the first time here on Christmas Eve, thinking about, you know, hey, I want to learn more about the Rockies. What is a Rockies host talking about in the offseason? Well, we're right here. We're having lots of fun. On today's episode of the Locked On Rockies podcast, we are going to talk about the perfect first gift, or the perfect gift for the Rockies. If the Rockies were given a gift this offseason, what would it be? And then I think we'll wind it down. If I was to just recommend one baseball game for you to play with your family around the holiday season, because there's a lot of debate on the best baseball game of all time. So I'll dive in to that. And we're just going to keep this kind of a fun, light Christmas Eve episode, just like we've had the whole holidays. But we had some good conversations this week. If you missed earlier this week, Baseball America had four Rockies in its top 10 sleeper prospects to be the next Eury Pérez. So that was pretty exciting. And we also talked about the Hall of Fame yesterday. We talked about Barry Bonds. We talked about the role that the Hall of Fame plays in baseball, what it's supposed to truly stand for and what it's supposed to truly mean. So an interesting one yesterday as well. So figured we'd do just kind of a perfect and nice, fun thing, holiday-themed stuff here on the eve of Christmas. Okay, so the perfect Christmas gift for the Rockies? If you're going to be realistic, it would be an answer to one of the three glaring problems, or Trevor Story decides to return to the Rockies. That would probably be one of the biggest gifts that the Rockies would have. But your biggest gift, the thing, if the Rockies were able to succeed, if Dick Monfort and Bill Schmidt were able to be the parents that somehow found the extra game console at a Sam's Club when they were out shopping, which I'm pretty sure is how I got my Nintendo Wii back in the day, if I recall the story correctly. I might not, but anyway, it would have to be an answer to one of the big issues with the Rockies, and for me the best would be a better offense. I think the Rockies have enough to, if the Rockies offense improves, if the Rockies score more runs next year, if they take a better approach on offense, if they are on the higher side, if they are on the plus side of not only run differential, because that's a good thing, but just in terms of the top side of the statistics for offensive statistics in baseball, I think that is going to be the start of the real fixes for the Rockies. That's when we'll know the Rockies are going to be back on track, because I think the Rockies have enough in their starters and enough maybe interesting pieces and young pieces to see what happened in the bullpen, that it's you have to figure out the hole for John Gray too. But you do have a good solid, you do have a, it's not like the whole rotation is in shambles now that John Gray is gone. It's a big hole to fill. That would be a good one too. I would say if I was the kid asking for gifts on behalf of the Rockies, it would be a big offense, a big power bat for a reasonable length of contract in the outfield, or Trevor Story staying, or a good starter, not an all right starter, a good starter coming into Colorado to take on the challenge of pitching at 20th and Blake. Those would be my picks. And let's dive into why. But first, before we do that, got to tell you about our friends at Built Bar. Built Bar has so many delicious flavors to get you through the holiday season. And not only do they have so many delicious flavors, like the dark chocolate, the double chocolate, I should say, the mint brownie, the raspberry, cherry, cookies and cream, peanut butter brownie, they also are amazingly low in calories, sugar, net carbs, fat, and high in protein. They are filled also with so much holiday goodness. And you know what? Tonight, if you're on the horn with Santa, like I know a lot of you parents are, or maybe Santa is a Rockies fan and is listening right now, as you know, probably underway, has a probably a hands-free device while flying to tune into the Locked On Rockies podcast. Leave some out for old Santa, so he can go through the night. He can go deliver all those toys, because Built Bar, they give you that extra fuel you need. So check out built.com, and you can find a lot more than just Built Bars there. There's so many other options, and we got a deal for you here. Go to built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your order. That's built.com, the promo code LOCKED15, and get 15% off your order. That is 15% off your order at built.com when you use the promo code LOCKED15. Go get you a Built Bar today. So why offense? Why is offense the number one thing on my Christmas list? It's just because I think the philosophy of the Rockies, while I love the fact that they have developed this starting rotation, they have challenged the pitching at Coors Field narrative. I think that was an important thing to take on. At its core, at its foundation, at its pinnacle, Rockies baseball surrounds on solid offense, on good offense production. The Rockies were good at home because they were able to hit at home. They scored a lot at home. That is, I mean, and obviously here, folks, this is a crazy breaking news thing for you here in the game of baseball. If you score more runs than the other team, you're going to win the game. So why not? I think the Rockies always position themselves in a better place to succeed when they have a good offense. The Rockies made the playoffs because their offense consisted of a lineup of players that were able to hit just about almost everywhere. There were some steep fall offs. That was kind of the big issues with the Rockies and the utility players. The players that were good on offense were much better, much more consistent, and much more productive than the others. But still, DJ, Charlie, Nolan, Trevor, that's not as much as your lineup as you like. Maybe I was going in over my head, but those four were able to generate so much success on offense for your team. Cargo in there when Cargo kind of struggled, but you know, those four were who you turned to. And you feel confident in turning to those four. CJ Cron, Ryan McMahon, Brendan Rodgers, and Sam Hill and Charlie Blackmon doesn't have the same force behind it. Doesn't have the same intimidation, I think, as facing those other four in the lineup. So that's I think the Rockies put themselves in a better position when they can win the shootouts. When the pitching does give up runs, they're able to bounce back. They're able to come back and do what they do. What I really loved about the Rockies in 2021 was the ability to walk teams off. That's important. Those wins are really, really important. To be able to score and score often and score big in the ninth inning is something that makes teams that are on the verge of contention push them into the mix, push them into the upset factor. Because if you have the ability to win games late at home, then that is crucial. That is key. And for the Rockies to be so good at the walk-off last year was something that was exciting. Not only does it provide exciting and entertaining baseball for you to watch and for you to enjoy, it also shows that a team is sticking with it. They are approaching every opportunity the best they can. They are going after every single thing that they can get their hands on and are able to take advantage of it and to do something that has really been exciting. That is why when you see how well the Rockies did at walking off and doing things like that, you can see the energy and the potential of parts of this team, for sure. Especially when, but again, you get reminded of it when a team like the Giants comes in and just out-hits you in every capacity. Hits it all over the yard. And you got to be able to compete with teams like that if you're not going to... If you're going to have to worry about a bullpen that struggles, if you're going to worry about having a team with, a weak back half of the rotation and a place that's notorious for giving up a bunch of runs. But if you're able to at least continue to hit, if you're able to go up against the good pitchers, the great pitchers, and you're able to develop an approach and good after them, and you're able to keep yourselves in those games, keep yourselves in the games in those tough to hit environments, if you're able to develop an approach, I want the Rockies not only to just get a dynamic offensive approach, I want the Rockies to become a dynamic offense. I want them to use the hit and run. I want them to use steals. I want them to find the offensive approach that, like, the switch has done for defense, because I think the Rockies are the type of team to do something like that, because they should do something like that. So for me, the perfect gift for the Rockies is a boost to that offense. And honestly, Trevor Story coming back is perfectly fine, or a big bat for the outfield. All right. Now, you all wanted this. Yeah. This was the hot commodity, I guess, even though no one's really said it other than myself. But I'm going to tell you about the one baseball game that I would say you need to play this holiday season. My favorite baseball video game. But first, BetOnline has you covered this holiday season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football continues its march through the College Bowl season and the Pro Football Playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive that bonus. That bonus? A 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, so don't wait to take advantage of all the new amazing offers available. BetOnline, where the game starts. Remember, go to BetOnline and get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's a 50% welcome bonus using the promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline. All right, folks, there's a lot of baseball video games out there. There's a lot of you that might be like, hey, I'm putting in the hypothetical that you have access to every single baseball game. But if you only had access to one, if you only had one baseball game to play, if I only had one baseball game to play, it'd be Mario Superstar Baseball for the Nintendo GameCube. It's the best baseball game ever created, ever crafted. It's quirky, it's fun, it's got unique stuff. You can play just basic baseball with some improvements with your favorite Mario characters. With some Mario cheese, or you can play Mario-style baseball. A little star powers and a whole different types of strategy. Yes, the show is great. Yes, the show is on a modern console. The show 21 is really fun. I'm not going to lie. It is a good one. And it's nice that it's everywhere now. I'm glad that everyone gets to play the show. What a drastic difference in sports video or in baseball video games. But for me, especially in baseball, I like arcade games a little bit more. I like the arcade-y sports games a little bit more because it's like I do so much coverage. I do so much watching of normal sports to then watch it in the video game world. It's like I kind of like it. I like it that Donkey Kong comes up and punches the ball with the boxing glove. I don't know. That's just me. We're going to have to dive deeper into this one. But if you want my recommendation for the baseball game to play with your family this holiday season, you can emulate it on your computer. You can fire up the GameCube that some of you have. I know I have one. They are the coolest after all. Get you some Mario Baseball in. But folks, I am going to go off and enjoy a holiday weekend with the family. I hope you all enjoy the weekend as well with whatever you're doing, with whoever you're with. If you're by yourself, I still wish you a happy holidays and I hope things are well. And I thank you for making Locked On Rockies a part of your life, a part of your day. We appreciate it so much. Thank you all so much for your time. Thank you for tuning in. As always, you can check us out on your favorite streaming service. You can check us out on YouTube. You can check us out on Twitter at LO Rockies. I'm at Paul Holden 33. You can follow me there. And folks, until next time, this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.